我哋开首今晚嘅聚会。
We begin our meeting this evening.
我哋一齐先有啲祈祷。
Let us first pray.
主，感谢你带领我哋到最末后一次嘅交通。
Lord, we thank you for leading us right through to the very last message.
多谢你藉着你自己所作过嘅工，你向我哋启示你嘅自己。
Lord, indeed, through the very work that you have done, we pray you reveal yourself to us.
你又向我哋嚟显明你喺我哋身上边拣选嘅目的。
Indeed, you show to us the purpose of having chosen us.
我哋向你低头敬拜。
We bow and worship you.
因为你作咗嘅何等嘅大事。
Because what you've done indeed is a great work.
系超越过我哋所能够了解、所能够想象。
And it's way beyond our understanding or imagination.
你将我哋摆喺父神永远嘅旨意嘅里头。
You've put us in the midst of the will of the Heavenly Father.
叫我哋按着你嘅定义，一步一步嘅俾你带上。
And according
to 你心意嘅地步。
Lord, and according to Your purpose, Lord, that you lead us on step by step through to it.
主啊，我哋一面感谢你自己嘅怜悯。
Lord, we thank you indeed for your mercy.
我哋一面又要仰望你继续嘅扶持。
And also, we continue to look upon you for your sustaining.
你叫我哋等候喺你面前嘅众人，十分清楚嘅，俾你引导到你嘅心意嘅里边。
And for those of us who wait upon you, we indeed pray you lead us right through into your heart's purpose.
喺今晚，我哋再一次交通到你喺保罗身上所作嘅工。
And tonight, as we share again the very work that you have done in Paul,
亦都就系你喺我哋身上照作嘅同样嘅工。
Similarly, it's the very work that you're seeking to do in us.
我哋求主将赐人智慧启示嘅灵赏俾我哋。
Lord, indeed, we pray you grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我哋有个明亮嘅眼睛。
That our eyes may indeed be enlightened.
可以睇见你喺我哋身上要作成嘅。
That we may be able to see the very work that you are wanting to accomplish.
我哋感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你嘅话语一解开就发出亮光。
Because when your word is open to us, there it brings forth light.
叫愚昧嘅人通达。
That for those who are sinful are made wise.
我哋又感谢你。
Lord, we also thank you.
因为你所显明嘅事情，你自己负责去作成。
What you indeed reveal, you are the one who is responsible in fulfilling them.
因为你嘅信实催促你去成就你所要做嘅工。
Because your faithfulness sees to it that Lord, you fulfill your own very work.
主啊，我哋所以仰望喺你嘅面前。
Lord, indeed, we wait upon you.
但愿你喺我哋身上面所作嘅，我哋都能够跟得上。
And the work that you are wanting to do in us, Lord, we're able to follow in it.
你用你极大嘅怜悯扶持我哋，不住嘅咁样靠近你。
And by your mercy, indeed, sustain us to help us to draw near to you.
我哋等候仰望我哋嘅主。
We wait and we look upon you.
愿主一面叫我哋听见你自己宝座上面嘅发声。
Lord, that you will hear indeed the voice that is from the throne above.
一面又深深嘅体会到你使。藉着圣灵在我们里头所作的工。
And also at the same time, we can clearly see the very work that the Holy Spirit is doing.
叫我们在这个末后的世代的里头。
That in these last days, in this generation,
我们跟随你的脚步，没得那么多的偏离。
That are following you, that we will not be detracted.
我们讨你喜悦的心，有你的扶持，以致都能够成全。
And our desire to indeed please you, you will be able to fulfill in us.
叫你的名得着荣耀。
That your name indeed be glorified.
叫你自己得到完全的高举。
And that you are the one who is indeed truly exalted.
我们亦在你的面前被你造成合你心意的光景。
That indeed we are being perfected by you to a point where you are pleased.
就是被无成完全似你的这样的样式。
Indeed, to be indeed transformed entirely to your own image.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你所要做的你必定完成。
Because what you want to do, you surely fulfill.
我们等候你的荣耀的显现。
Lord, we wait for your glory to be revealed.
叫我们与你一同显现在荣耀里。
And that we may also be revealed in glory with you.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look upon you.
纪念我们。
Remember us.
我哋咁样祈祷奉主嘅名。
This we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 我哋感谢主喺几次交通嘅里头，我哋从保罗嘅经历上边去留意到神喺我哋身上边个拣选。
And we thank God that in the several sharing that we see how God works in Paul, showing us in his election.
我哋研究将26章使徒行传，我哋每次都读过嗰段嘅经文嚟再读一次。
And each time as we have read the passage in Acts, we will read it once again.
由第九节开始。
We'll start from verse 9.
从前我自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名，我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了。既从祭司长得了权柄，我就把许多圣徒囚在监里，他们被杀我也出名定案，在各会堂我屡次用刑强迫他们说亵渎的话，又愤爱恼怒恨他们，甚至追逼他们直到外邦的城邑。那时我领了祭司长的权柄和命令往大马色去。王啊，我在路上响午的时候看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我并与我同行的人，我们都伏倒在地。我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说：扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。我说：主啊，你是谁？主说：我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你作执事，作见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。阿基伯王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
I indeed myself thought that I ought to do much against the name of Jesus the Nazarene, which also I did in Jerusalem, and myself shut up in prisons many of the saints, having received the authority and from the chief priests. When they were put to death, I gave my vote. And often punishing them in all the synagogues, I compelled them to blaspheme. And, being exceedingly furious against them, I persecuted them even to cities out of our own land. And when engaged in this, I was journeying to Damascus with authority and power from the chief priests. At midday on the way, I saw, O king, a light above the brightness of the sun shining from heaven round about me and those who were journeying with me. And when we were all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against goats. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise up, and stand on thy feet. For this purpose I have appeared to thee, to appoint thee to be a servant and a witness both of what thou hast seen and of what I shall appear to thee in, taking thee out from among the people and the nations to whom I send thee, to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive remission of sins and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith in me. Whereupon King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在扫罗遇见主的这段经历上面。
In this experience of Paul where he met with the Lord.
扫罗从心思的里面是领会到主自己对他的拣选的目的。
And in his thoughts, how Paul came to realize of God's choosing him and the purpose.
在这个拣选的目的的里面呢，又被他认识到好几方面的事情。
And this election of God that he come to see several points.
这几方面的事情就成了这次经历的里面的那个中心的内容。
And through the several points that it indeed focus on the content of what it is.
这个中心的内容又成了保罗一生跟随主的那个启示或者说那个意象。
And this has become indeed the revelation that Paul came to have or the vision that he had.
所以当保罗行走到他最后那一段的路程的时候。
So when Paul came to the end of his journey.
The end stage.
The end stage of his journey.
他在阿基帕王的面前就作一个见证。
He indeed made this a testimony before King Agrippa.
他说我一生没违背从天上来的意象。
He says, I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
自从那次的异象主给我看见之后
From the time when the Lord showed me this vision,
我一直是按照这个异象来跟随主
All along I've been following the Lord in accordance to this vision.
我一直是跟随这个启示来行走主的路程
And basically he was following this vision in following after the Lord.
我们几次交通下来的时候我们就是围绕着他这个启示
In our several sharing, we have been sharing around this revelation.
对当日的扫罗来看
To the Saul that was before.
第一件事情他领会到的主是谁
Firstly, he came to realize who the Lord is.
第二件事情他领会到的就是主要做的是什么
Secondly, he came to realize what it is that the Lord wants to do.
我们都已经交通过这个两个点。
And we have shared on these two points.
现在我们 来到最尾的那个点。
And now we come to the last point.
等之后我们说
Francis, as we say,
保罗在这处交通的是说要学习作一个仆人。
Here, Paul, what Paul is sharing is to learn of being a servant.
如果我们进一步去指出这个问题呢
If we go further and point out this matter,
我们应该说保罗在这处很坦然地去表白我是哪一个。
Then Paul is clearly stating before us who he is.
那等着我们注意
Francis, take note.
第一个是主是谁。
Firstly, it is who the Lord is.
第二个是主要做什么。
Secondly, what is it that the Lord wants to do?
然后就提及到他自己就是究竟我是谁。
Then it touches upon the fact as to who I am.
这几件事情呢是连结在一起的。
And all these several points link up together.
因为晓得主是哪一个。
If you know who the Lord is,
所以就不能不留意主要做乜嘢。
Then you can't but take note as to what he wants to do.
既然我系要嚟跟随主所做嘅事情
，If I'm following in what the Lord wants to do,
咁我喺主嘅面前，我系边一个呢
？And before the Lord, who am I?
我哋感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
保罗好清楚嘅系指出咗。
Paul pointed out clearly.
一面佢系一个跟随主嘅人。
On one hand.He is one who follows the Lord.
更重要的他在主的面前是作仆人。
And more importantly, before the Lord, he is a servant.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
我们说在侍奉主的事上面。
We say that in serving the Lord,
我们必须要让主去作主。
We really need the Lord to be the Lord.
只有当我们让主作主的时候。
If we allow the Lord to be Lord,
然后主所作的才能够带到出来。
Then what he wants to do can be brought forth.
但是让主作主的这件事呢，不是一句口号。
But to let the Lord be the Lord is not just lip service.
而是 让主作主的这件事情呢是很真实的，是反映在我们在神的面前怎样作仆人。
And it really reflects as to how we are a servant before the Lord.
如果我们是真实在神的面前是作仆人，
If we are truly the servants of the Lord,
这样就可以反映出我们的主真真实实是作主的。
Then it will indeed show forth that the Lord truly is indeed Lord.
也只有我们让祂是真实的去作主，
And we allow him indeed to be Lord.
然后主所要作的才可以完成。
Only then what he wants to do can be fulfilled.
也就是说主所要作的能够主的旨意得到完成。
Only then will the will of the Lord be fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个非常重要的事情。
Francis, this is a very important thing.
我们不单只是认识主是哪个。
Not only for us to know who the Lord is.
不单只去认识到主要作什么。
Or to know what he wants to do.
我们更加认识到我这个人来到主的面前的时候，我是哪个。
And it's also important for us to know as we come before him, who are we?
我们留意保罗、扫罗去在大麦色路上面行的时候，
We know that Saul on the road to Damascus, he did not know the Lord.
他也不知道主要做的是什么。
Neither would he have known what the Lord wants to do.
他更加不认识自己是哪个。
Neither did he know of himself as to who he is.
他只晓得
He only know
他是一个为神大发热心的人。
That he was very zealous for God.
他只晓得
He only knows
他是一个非常非常能够表达意志的人。
That he was someone who was extremely able to express himself.
他要对付，他认定那帮信主的人是叛徒。
And he sees those believers as reprobates.
The Christians is.
The Christians are reprobates.
所以他就要必须去对付这帮人。
So he wanted to be against them.
他就去大祭司度攞咗一封嘅文件。
So he went to the priest and got permission.
佢就有咗一个权柄去实行呢件，去执行呢件事情。
So that he has authority to carry out these things.
佢喺大马色路上面行走嘅时候，佢就系一个咁样嘅人。
And on the way to Damascus, this was such a person.
但系如今喺大马色路上遇见主嘅时候咧
，But having come to meet with the Lord on the road,
主将佢呢一个咁样嘅情形完全嘅扭转咗过嚟。
And how the Lord changed completely this situation.
叫他从不认识主到到认识主。
From the point of not knowing the Lord to come to know him.
叫到他从来就不知道神要做什么事情，如今知道了。
From the time of not knowing what the Lord wants to do to knowing it.
从前他以为他所做的就是服侍神。
And in the past, he thought that what he did would be serving a God.
如今他就非常清楚，凭着他自己要做的事情，结果就在神的面前去顶撞神。
Now he comes to realize that in doing what he thought was right, it was indeed in opposition to God.
我们更感谢主的就是。
But we thank the Lord.
当主的启示向他解开的时候。
When the Lord revealed this to him,
他清清楚楚地体会到我这个以为自己向神大发热心的人。
And this person, I thought, who was so zealous for God,
我如今不敢这样了。
That I dare not, I no longer dare to be like this.
我必须重新在神的面前学习怎样活在神的面前。
I have to start all again to see how to live before God.
因为我在神的面前不过是一个仆人。
I'm only but a servant before God.
并且是要甘心情愿的去做仆人的仆人。
And how I need to be willing to be his servant.
弟兄姊妹，我们要留心的，一个做仆人的人那个特点是在哪里呢？
What's so special about being a servant?
做仆人的人呢，是不是一个出主意的人？
Someone who is a servant is not one who acts on his own accord.
一个做仆人的人呢，不是在那里去决定权柄的人。
And he is not the one who has the authority.
一个做仆人的人乃是一个又不是一个发命令的人。
Neither is he one who gives instructions.
一个做仆人的人乃是说他是接受命令的。
But rather, a servant is one who receives instructions.
他是服在权柄的下面的。
and he submitted under authority.
佢完全係聽從主人嘅吩咐。
And he listens, as it were, to the commands and of the master.
呢個係作仆人。
This is being a servant.
弟兄姊妹，我哋留意喺大馬色路上面，主從保掃羅所講嘅嗰番話嘅裏頭。
And as we take note of what the Lord said to Saul,
有幾個動詞。
There are several verbs.
第一個弟兄姊妹，你睇到就係派。
First one is
sent. 第一個我睇到嘅就係派，我要派你去做執事，去做見作見證。
I will send you as my servant, as my testimony.
第二個動詞你可留意到嘅咧，就係指示。
Secondly, it is
等住我哋睇到係喺第十六節。
In verse 16,
你要做嘅就係我指示你嘅事。
To be a witness of what thou hast seen and what I shall appear to thee in.
而第三個動詞咧就係救。
And thirdly is
我要救十七節，我要救你脱離。
I will save you or take you out from.
第四個動詞咧。对不起，第一个动词应该是 appoint， 第四个动词呢，然后先就是派，先就是差，差遣的差。
Sorry, the first one would be an appoint, but right, the fourth one would be a send.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意这几个动词。
Take note of all these verbs.
这几个动词指出一个什么事实呢？
What do these verbs tell us?
是指出了保罗是站在一个完全被动的地位。
That how he stands in a place where he is being he's passive.
他不是在那主动要做什么事。
He's not one who is motivated in himself to do anything.
你留意到每一件事情，那个主动是发生在主的身上都。
That each of this verb is indeed something that happens on the Lord, by the Lord himself.
是由主去发起。
It is the Lord who gives that instruction.
是由主去定规。
And it's the Lord who indeed design it.
是主去显明的。
And it's the Lord who shows this.
而扫罗呢？
And for Saul,
他是站在一个地位上面去听。
He only stands in a place where he has to listen.
去接受。
And to receive it.
去按着主所显明的去执行。
And according to how the Lord has shown him, to work it out.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Francis、
你所提及嘅几件事情，扫罗都系企喺一个被动嘅嗰个位置嗰处。
And in all these matters, Saul stood in a passive position.
冇一样嘢系佢自己作主动嘅。
Nothing is of his own accord.
呢个系一件非常重要嘅事情。
This is a very important thing.
因为你是不是一个作仆人的人，就看你在这四件事情上面你那个表现是怎样。
Whether or not you're a servant will show in these four matters how you act.
换一句说话来讲。
To put it another way.
一个作仆人的人，他一切是根据他的主人。
That for a servant, everything is according to the master.
没一件事情是他自己在那里可以说去定规。
That's nothing where he is the one who makes the decision.
动作是主人定规。
And what needs to be done is indeed decided by the master.
工作的内容是主定规。
And the content of the work is also the master's decision.
所作的事情的要那个安排是主定规的。
And what is to be done and how it's to be prepared is also the decision of the master.
一切的事情是出于主的。
Everything is from the master.
这就是作仆人的那个实际。
This is the reality of the servant.
但是你记得保罗出去传福音的时候。
Remember when Paul went out to preach the gospel.
特别是将福音传入欧洲的那段的经历。
Especially his experience when he took the gospel into Asia.
保罗和西拉两个人出去了。
Paul and Silas went forth.
佢哋就先去到加拉太嗰一带嘅地方。
They went to Galatia.
佢哋打算喺嗰个地方里边传福音。
They intended to preach the gospel there.
但弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
But brothers and sisters, you take note.
圣经里面嘅记载咧系好有意思嘅。
The record in the Bible is indeed meaningful.
圣灵既然禁止佢哋喺 被推尼那个地区传福音,
and the Lord forbid them to preach the gospel in Bethania.
咁佢哋就打算咧，就越过每西亚就去到特罗亚,
and then they will go forth from Asia to
Thyatira. 但系圣经又记载话，耶稣嘅灵 又不許,
but then we read how they were stopped by the Spirit of the Lord.
咁然后佢就唔知道究竟要去边处.
Then he did not know where he should be going.
我翻上去加拉太嗰一带地方唔系主要我去嘅.
That the Galatian that we went to is not the place that the Lord wanted us to be.
主唔俾我去.
The Lord did not want me to go.
咁我就唔去嗰处，就落返嚟向南边、向西边嚟走啦。
Then I turned down to the south and the west.
呢一带都系福音未曾传得到嘅地方。
And these were places where the gospel had not been.
咁我去嗰个地方嘅传福音总唔系错啦。
Then it's not wrong to preach the gospel in those places.
如果嗰个地方系已经福音传到嘅，唔去咪就暂时唔去，至第时有机会至去咯。
If the gospel had reached those places, but don't go to that those places, then I can then it will be fine.
但系明明福音未到嘅嗰个地方。
But the gospel hasn't reached these places.
咁点解我要去嗰个地方，个主唔俾咧？
Why is it then when I intend to go, the Lord has stopped?
保罗能唔能够同主去理论一下呢？
Could Paul indeed argue with the Lord?
按主人嚟睇，
from a man's point of view,
绝对有权利去理论一下哦。
It's reasonable to argue with the Lord.
主，你差派我去传福音。
Lord, you sent me to preach the gospel. And these places, they have not heard the gospel. And here I'm serving in the glad tidings. This is according to your purpose. Why have you stopped me? But we thank the Lord. Here you see one who is a servant. He knows that preaching the gospel is that he has been sent by the Lord to do it.
但是主的差派不是只是笼笼统统的差派我去传福音。
But it's not just in general that I'm just being sent out to preach the gospel.
我的主甚至定规了我的脚步。
And the Lord had decided my footsteps.
佢甚至定规咗我喺边一个地方，
and also decided where I should be.
佢并且定规咗我要点样去做，
and also has decided how it should be done.
所以你留意到，当圣灵嘅禁止显出嚟嘅时候，保罗就马上调转佢嘅脚步。
When the Holy Spirit forbidden Paul, he changed his footsteps quickly.
然后就转向另一个地区。
And then he turned to another place.
但是主又在另一个地区里面依旧是阻拦他。
And still in those places the Lord hindered him.
这就令到保罗呢，就觉得有点为难了。
And it seems that Paul then found it difficult.
究竟我应该去哪处呢？
Where should I go?
去这处又不是。
Going this place is not.
去那处又不是。
Going to that place it
isn't either. 究竟我应该去哪处呢？
Where should I go?
正在保罗感觉为难的时候，
when Paul found it difficult,
主就在异象的里头就给他一个指示。
Then the Lord gave him an instruction in the vision.
他见到一个马其顿人过来跟他讲话。
And he saw a man from Macedonia speaking to him.
他说请你过来马其顿帮助我们。
Please come and help us.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗知道了。
Paul knew.
原来这次我出去，主系要我去马其顿。
This time my going forth, he wants me to go to Macedonia.
唔系叫我停留喺小亚细亚。
It is not to be in Minor Asia.
而系要 佢要催促我嘅脚步，尽快嘅将福音传到欧洲嗰边。
And it is to have me preach the gospel into Europe.
喺亚洲呢个地方，主要打发其他嘅人。
And the Lord will send others to Asia.
喺欧洲，我要打发保罗去。
But I will send Paul to Europe.
我哋感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我哋睇到保罗咁就去欧洲。
See how Paul went to Europe.
咁我哋就睇到喺欧洲呢个地区，福音又好快嘅就传扬开到一个好宽广嘅地区。
And we see how in these places the gospel quickly spread throughout the region.
最有意思嘅系
，What's indeed meaningful?
冇错，打发保罗去欧洲嘅系主。
It was the Lord who sent Paul into Europe.
但是在欧洲保罗所遇到的难处呢就不少。
And the difficulties that he came across were many.
第一个地区就在腓立比。
The first was Philippi.
腓立比里面究竟我们不知道他究竟在腓立比停留了多少天。
We do not know how long he stayed in Philippi.
很可能就顶多是两个安息日。
It could be two Sabbaths.
圣经没有很详细的记载。
But the Bible did not record in detail.
不过总之是很短促的时间。
But we know it was only a very short period.
那保罗就被人捉了他运了他在监里头。
And Paul was in prison.
然后呢那晚主自己的使者也救他出来出了监。
And that evening, the angel of the Lord, indeed, saved him out of prison.
然后呢第二天那个地方官将他带了出来的时候就赶着快点离开腓立比。
And in fact, the prison warden then indeed had him sent away from the place.
那离开腓立比就去了哪里呢？
Then where did he come to after Philippi?
就去了帖撒罗尼加。
He went to Thessalonica.
去到帖撒罗尼加呢又是遇到相同的事。
And he was faced with very similar situations.
大约是两个安息日多两个安息日前后 的时间即是说大约是十四五日到二十一日的时间。
So, probably two Sabbaths between 14 days to 21 days.
帖撒罗尼加那个地方又不可以停留了。
Then he could not remain further in Thessalonica.
又被人去赶走。
And he was again being chased down.
然后就去到在帖撒罗尼加出来之后就去到比利亚。
And then from Thessalonica to Berea.
在比利亚里面好地地地同人读下圣经。
And there he read the Bible with them.
但是从帖撒罗尼加那边来的人呢又来搞乱当。
But then those from Thessalonica again came along and indeed troubled them.
所以结果保罗又从比利亚那处呢就要离开了。
And he had to then leave Berea.
咁就去到雅典。
And then came to,
去到哥伦多。
To came to Corinth.
但之后我哋睇保罗嗰段嘅行程
，and we see the journey of Paul.
几乎冇几多个地方系能够停留得耐啲多嘅。
Seems that there weren't any many places that he could stay for long.
总系三两个礼拜就俾人赶走。
Seems some 3 weeks or so he would be chased away.
保罗喺主嘅面前，佢本来可以有好多嘅说话同主讲嘅喎。
He could have said much to the Lord.
主啊，点解你打发我出嚟传福音？
Why is it that you sent me to preach the gospel?
你喺小亚细亚嗰度拦住我，唔俾我留喺嗰度。
And you stopped me in Asia Minor, and you will not have me go through.
你引我过嚟欧洲。
You have brought me to let me through.
但喺欧洲你又唔俾我有一个好宽敞嘅门嚟传道。
But in Europe, you have not made it easy for me to preach the gospel.
主啊，究竟你点样谂噶？
What is it that you are thinking, Lord?
我不停咁样转移地方。
And so often I have to go from place to place.
福音都未能传得透，我又要走了。
And even the gospel is not completely preached, I have to go.
主啊，究竟你点样噶？
What is it that you are after?
但弟兄们，你有冇睇到保罗喺神嘅面前有咁样嘅向主去质问呢？
Do we read of Paul questioning the Lord in such a way? We thank the Lord.
保罗没有在主的面前有任何的质问,
that he did not question the Lord in any way.
被人打了之后呢,
even though he was beaten, he went away as one happy. Why is it that this is possible?
弟兄姊妹你留意到,
my brothers and sisters, take note, it's because he knows what it is to be a servant.
我主人的旨意来去做工,
I work according to the purpose and will of my master.
在我所做的工的事上面, 不是我去负责任,
and in the work that I do, I'm not the one who is responsible.
是我的主去负责任,
it is my Lord who is responsible.
他认为我停留在帖撒罗尼迦, 是这么多日就够了,
if he thinks that this is the number of days that I should be in Thessalonica, it will be good enough.
他就带我向前行,
he will lead me on.
虽然是用那个逼迫来将我逼脚步来加快,
although through persecution it seems I'm being hastened on.
如果就着人来看,
from a man's point of view,
那么短的时间有什么作用?
So short a time, what use is it?
福音都没人说得透彻,
we can't even preach the gospel thoroughly enough.
就算福音传得出去,
even if the gospel has been preached and people come to be,
但是他们对主的事情都还很含糊,
but they are still unclear about the things of the Lord.
对生命的经历还很肤浅,
and also the experience in the Lord would be very shallow.
神的见证怎么建立起上来呢?
How would the testimony of the Lord be built up?
神的见证建立不起上来, 我哪里能够放心地离开那个地方呢?
And if his testimony cannot be built up, how can I go away from this place?
主要为什么你不留我多在那里耐的那么多呢?
Lord, why don't you have me stay a bit longer there?
但是如果保罗要向主来发出这样的疑问呢?
If these were the questions that Paul asked of the Lord,
我们都说合理,
we will say that these are reasonable.
但我们感谢神,
but we thank God.
你留意到保罗的脚踪,
you look at the footsteps of
Paul.
He does not go according to what he likes, or what he sees the results, his worry as to what might happen. He only goes in accordance to what the Lord has prepared.
主叫他前行,
if the Lord asks him to go forward, he will.
主要他停留,
if the Lord asks him to remain, he will.
他从没问到主话,
he has never asked a question to the Lord.
这帮人信了主十年而已,
that these people have only believed some 10 days or so.
如果我们这么快离开,
if we were to leave this quickly,
他们或者可能没了,
then they would be finished.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一个真正懂得做仆人,
for someone who knows what it is to be a servant,
他晓得他所做的只不过是工作,
he knows that all he's doing is but a work,
他不是设计,
he's not the one who is planning,
他不是负责那个结果,
neither is he the one responsible for the outcome,
他只是按照主的吩咐来做好了他本分内所要做的工,
he can only do according to what the Lord has indeed asked him to.
弟兄姊妹我们实在感谢赞美我们的神,
brothers and sisters, we truly thank and praise
God. 我们留意到保罗一生的 传道的行程,
if we take note of Paul's life and his journeys,
并没有多平静的日子,
there weren't many peaceful days.
如果不是坐牢就是被人推赶,
if it's not that he was in prison, he would have been chased by people.
如果不是被人推赶就是被人辱骂,
if not being chased, then as being ill-treated.
如果不是被人辱骂就是被人鞭打,
if it's not being ill-treated, then I would be beaten.
如果我们读哥林多后书第11章的话,
if we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11,
你看到保罗在那里数算到他因着跟随主的缘故所遭遇到的各种各样的难处的记录,
how Paul there recorded down all the difficulties that he's been through in following after the Lord. And we find that all that's being mentioned there. But we need to have take note of another thing.
Because in the book of Corinthians,
and when writing the book of Corinthians, that he was only halfway in following the Lord through his life.
另外那一半的时间, 保罗的路程是不是好走呢?
And the other half of the rest of his journey, would it have been easy for him?
我们读《使徒行传》的时候，我们就非常清楚睇到。
In reading Acts, we become clear.
从保罗开始，由大马色那处开始服侍主。
From the time of the road to Damascus, he's learning to serve the Lord.
一路到到他为着主的缘故殉道。
Right through to the days when, for the sake of the Lord, he was martyred.
保罗未曾行走过一段平静安稳的路。
That he had not been, as it were, having days where there were peace and quiet.
处处所碰到的都是难处。
Every place he went, there were difficulties.
但是保罗从来没向主说,
but never had Paul said to the Lord,
主人,我是跟随你来行走,为什么我的路是这么不平坦?
I followed you in walking this way, why has it been so difficult?
保罗没问到这样的事,
Paul did not ask of this.
保罗只是说,
Paul only asked or say,
我是主的仆人,
that I am a servant of the Lord.
他差派我去哪处,我就去哪处。
Wherever he sent me, I will go.
他要怎样使用我,我就怎样去接受他的使用。
How he wants to use me, I will accept that.
但是最稀奇的就是,
what is indeed most amazing is,
不是刚才我所提的,他头一次去马其顿。
It's not the first time when he went to Macedonia.
是另外一次他去马其顿。
It was on another occasion.
他就约好,和提多要在马其顿来会面。
And he had arranged to meet with Titus.
对不起,要去到特罗亚的地方,不是去马其顿。
Go to Thrace, not Macedonia.
即是去马其顿前一站的那个地方。
It's the place before arriving at Macedonia.
你读哥林多后书第二章的时候呢,
when you read 2 Corinthians,
你非常明显地看到一件事,
one thing you see clearly,
保罗从前我们为福音的缘故去到特罗亚,
that in the past, we, for the gospel's sake, we went to Troas,
神亦在那里开了福音的门,
and how the Lord opened the door of the gospel to us.
如果我们不看下文的话呢,
if we do not read on,
我们就会想象了,
then we will imagine,
为着福音去到特罗亚,
because of the gospel, they went to Troas.
在特罗亚那个地方, 神又打开了全福音的门,
and at Troas, the Lord opened up the door for the gospel.
那我们在那个时候怎样去做工呢?
And how do we went about with our work?
我们就, 非常非常的火热在那处来去做工了。
We were indeed very zealous with the work.
神呢,又将很多很多的人 带到他自己的面前来,
and
then, 信了主了。
And many were brought by the Lord and they believed in him.
我们的想象一定是这样了。
This may be perhaps our imagination.
因为我去那个地方就是全福音。
That they went on there to preach the gospel.
而去到那个地方, 神又开了福音的门,
and there the Lord opened the door to the gospel.
那你还在那里好好地去传福音?
And there would you not still preach the gospel well?
但是保罗在那处就提到,
but there Paul said,
我因为在那个地方没遇到 提多,
and there I did not meet with Titus.
然后他就说,
and then he went on to say,
我灵里面非常的不平安,
that how he had no peace in his spirit.
那么怎么?
Then what?
那等一下你要留意当时那个情形。
Brothers and sisters, you have to take note of the situation then.
我再沉氣來提,
Let me repeat this again.
我是為了福音來到這裡的,
For the gospel, I've come to this place.
而來到的時候,
and when I came, I see how the Lord opened the door to the gospel. So I should remain in this place and do the work well.
如果我不是這樣做的時候,
if not, then why should I come here?
一般人都會這樣想,
this is how the majority would think.
但是保罗在那个时候, 因为里头不平安,
but at the time when Paul felt trouble in his spirit,
他就曉得,
he knew,
雖然環境是那麼順利,
although it seems that the circumstances were very smooth,
但是主的安排不是这样,
but this is not what the Lord had arranged.
雖然福音的門是打開,
although the gospel, the door to the gospel has been opened,
保罗当时仍然是离开了特罗亚,
and Paul had left Torres.
没留在那里传福音,
he did not remain there to preach the gospel.
如果用近代的基督徒的那个想法来讲就说, 保罗为什么你做这样愚昧的事?
And people today will probably question, why did Paul do such a thing?
有机会给你传福音你都不传,
there was the occasion for you to preach the gospel and you did not.
但保罗他懂得他是哪一个,
but Paul knew who he was.
他知道他是哪一个,
he knows who he is.
保罗说我不过是主的仆人,
I'm only a servant of the Lord.
我不能够决定我要做什么,
I cannot decide as to what I should be doing.
我所有要做的是必须要根据主自己的定义,
all that I do must be in accord to what the Lord has decided.
又是要根据主自己的差遣,
and it has to be also as the Lord sends.
如果主没叫我在这个地方要停留,
if the Lord had not asked me to remain in this place,
我不能够因为这个地方有需要,
so I can't say that there is a need in this place, so I have to remain.
我又不能够因为这个地方有机会,
so I can't say that there's opportunity here and I can't let go of it.
但保罗说我的眼睛不是看这个外面的环境和看有没有机会,
Paul is not looking at these outward circumstances or opportunities.
我所以要看的是主自己的手,
I need to see the hand of the Lord himself.
他要我向前走的时候我就向前走,
if he wants me to press on, I will.
他要我停留我就停留,
if he wants me to remain, I will.
如果他没有叫我停留,
if he has not asked me to stay, I cannot decide for myself that I should be doing that.
弟兄姊妹,
when we read Psalms
123,
if we take note of Psalm 123, it points out to us what it means and how it should be as a servant.
他说仆人是怎样看主人的手,
that as a bondman, look at, to the hand of the master.
侍女怎样看主母的手,
and the maid to the mistress' hand.
我们也是一样地要注意我们的神他的手,
and this we need to do as also to take note of our master's, our Lord's hand.
那个意思是怎样说呢?
What does it mean?
就是说我一切是根据神自己的安排,
that all that I do is in accord to how God had a purpose.
是根据神的指示,
it is according to how he has instructed.
我们上午就特别着重在说要做主所做的工作,
and we are very, as I said, to indeed do the work that the Lord wants to do.
如果我们要很准确地做主所做的工,
if we are to really do the work of the Lord,
就必须要有一个好仆人,
then we need to be a good servant.
也必须要有一个信服完全没保留的信服的仆人,
and we should be a servant that is obedient unreservedly.
他清清楚楚知道我在主的面前我不过是一个仆人,
and to be very clear and certain that before the Lord I'm just a servant.
我必须 要做好的就是说听从主的命令。
And to do well means to indeed take the commandments and take heed to the commandments.
我必须要留意的乃是我要行在神的管理和安排的底下。
I need to walk indeed in the way of the Lord and under his instruction.
我不是根据我自己的观察来决定啊这个必须有机会我就停留耐一点那时没机会我就停留短一点或者甚至不停留在那里。
It is not according to your own observation that there is opportunity, you then stay back, if not, you go or you do not stay.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
终于留意到保罗他一自从大马色路遇见主之后他一生的路程可以说绝大部分绝大部分是行走在根据主这个事实的里面。
And after meeting the Lord in Damascus, we find that the majority of the way that the Lord, Paul had taken is in following the Lord in such a way.
他的服侍是根据主。
His serving is in the court.
他的行走是根据主。
And his going or staying is in accord with the Lord.
他的道路是根据主。
And his way is in accord with the Lord.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
因为弟兄姊妹，我们可以从有一句说话是很多很多神的儿女常常用在祈祷里面。
And there is a phrase that many children of the Lord use in their prayer.
那句说话是真的很有意思。
And that phrase indeed is very meaningful.
有很多神的儿女会用的。
And and that's been, it's been used by many of the children of God.
但是祷告还祷告。
But the prayer is prayer.
实际还实际。
Reality is reality.
你常常听到有弟兄姊妹祈祷告啊。
Often you hear brothers and sisters are praying.
主啊，你喺我哋嘅中间要点样呢？
Lord, what do you want to do in our midst?
掌王权，居首位。
To indeed have the kingship and the first place.
弟兄姊妹，这个的确是主所喺神嘅儿女当中神。他要寻找到的。
In fact, this is exactly what he wants to find in the midst of his people.
你又是很多神的儿女都知道是要让主在这里掌王权在主在这里居首位。
And many know that the Lord should be a king and be first.
这个是神自己所做的工。
This is the work that God does himself.
但是实际上我们是不是让主居掌王权呢？
But in practice, do we allow the Lord to be king?
是不是真的让主居首位呢?
And to put him first?
正如尽管我们的口里面说主啊你来掌王权。
If we say in our mouths, that Lord, that you be king.
但是事实上面我们常常呢是将那件事情是调回转。
But in practice, we find that we turn it round.
如果是主掌王权的话就是他发号施令。
If he's the king, then he's the one who gives the command.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们留意我们的光景呢，就常常不是用我们让主发号施令。
But in our situation, we find in our lives, we do not allow the Lord to give the commands.
我们是向主发号施令。
We are the one who is giving the Lord the command.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到这个事情。
Francis, if you realize this,
我们会同主话。
We will say to the Lord,
主啊，你要做呢件嘢。
Lord, you want to do this.
主啊，你要做嗰件嘢。
Lord, you must do this.
甚至我哋讲得清透彻啲啊。
And if we put it even more plainly.
主啊，你睇下呢一个弟兄。
Lord, you see this brother.
佢有好多好多嘢系唔合你嘅心意噶。
There are many things about him that is not according to your will.
你要伸出手来对付佢。
You have to stretch out your hand and deal with him.
拆毁佢
and tear him down.
破碎佢
and break him.
咁样咧，我哋大家喺神嘅面前都会蒙福啦。
Then together in the Lord we will be indeed blessed.
如果日子你唔对付佢嘅时候，我哋喺主嘅面前，我哋就好难有一个和谐嘅日子。
Lord, if you do not deal with him, then it'll be difficult to have days where we will be harmonious.
弟兄姊妹，你有冇留意到，当你睇到一个弟兄有啲嘢过唔去嘅时候
，Brothers and sisters, if you see a brother to which that things are that's not quite right with him.
如果佢真系过唔去嘅时候
，and if it's truly something that is not right,
只有你睇到，is
it only you who will be able to see it?
主喺天上面睇唔到咧。
Is it that the Lord did not see it?
主或者好似瞓着觉咗睇唔见?
Is it that the Lord had fallen asleep and cannot see?
亦或系我哋嘅主有啲嘢遮挡咗佢嘅眼睛, 佢睇唔见?
Or is it something that had indeed shielded his eyes from seeing?
弟兄姊妹，你唔使担心嘛。
Brothers and sisters, you don't have to worry.
主睇见嘅我哋未必睇见。
What the Lord sees, we don't see.
我哋睇见嘅主一定睇见。
What we see, the Lord definitely will see.
如果你真真实实嘅领会到我哋嘅主系咁样嘅。
If we truly come to see, this is how our Lord is.
如果我哋中间有个弟兄真系话同主过唔去嘅话。
If in our midst there's really a brother who is not quite right before the Lord.
主自己会按着佢嘅时间嚟俾佢有一点嘅对付。
And then the Lord, according to His own time, will deal with him.
唔系我哋出主意去话主啊，你非对付佢不可。
It is not we are exerting ourselves as to for the Lord to deal with him.
你唔对付佢嘅时候，我哋喺属灵嘅路上面都冇得走啦。
If you don't deal with him, then there's no way for us to run on spiritually.
因为一睇见佢嘅时候，我哋就唔想继续走属天嘅路啦。
Because when we look at him, we do not want to walk the heavenly way anymore.
但系我哋好似好有理由。
It seems very reasonable to us.
但我哋忘记咗我哋系边一个。
But we've forgotten who we are.
我哋以为我哋系指挥官。
We think we are the one who gives the orders.
如果听我哋指挥嗰个咧系神自己。
And and God Himself should listen to our orders.
而忘记咗我哋只不过系一个接受命令嘅人。
And we forget that we are the one who should be receiving the commandments.
弟兄姊妹，呢个系非常非常重要嘅一件事。
This is indeed a very very important aspect.
喺我哋嘅天然嘅里边。
In our nature,
我哋非常非常欢喜同神出主意。
We are those who are very quick in deciding for the Lord.
我哋又甚至非常非常同弟兄姊妹出主意嘅。
And we are also very quick in deciding for our brothers and sisters.
我哋觉得我哋就系企喺主嘅地位上边。
We seem to be standing in the place of our Lord.
弟兄，你应该咁样做。
He says that to a brother, this is what you should do.
姊妹，你应该咁样做。
Sister, this is what you should do.
弟兄啊，你咁样做系非常唔妥当。Brother,
if in doing this, it is not right at all.
姊妹啊，你咁样做系非常非常嘅叫人受到被绊倒嘅。Sister,
in doing such a thing, you are stumbling others.
弟兄姊妹，我哋好多好多主意喺嗰度。We
have many of our opinions here.
我唔系话我哋唔应该弟兄姊妹之间彼此有一个劝勉。
I'm not saying that we should not exhort one another among brothers and sisters.
但弟兄姊妹劝勉同埋定罪系两件事情嚟。But
to exhort someone and to condemn them is are two different things.
劝勉乃系我哋愿意我哋嘅同一同作肢体嘅人喺神嘅面前系更多嘅接受神自己嘅嗰个带领管理同埋祝福。
And to exhort is that together we are being urged on to the Lord's leading and blessing.
但是定罪乃是说,
but when you condemn someone,
将弟兄姊妹在神面前的路去堵塞了,
that you block the way for brothers and sisters before the Lord.
你肯定他,你错,你错,你错。
That you are so certain of the fact that he is wrong.
如果你必须要悔改。
And now you really need to repent.
如果不悔改的话，神就丢弃你。
If not, God will cast you off.
主俾我睇到有光，我嚟话俾你知，你嘅事情好严重。
And the Lord had given me this light to see your situation, how serious this is.
你必须要悔改。
You must really repent.
但是这个是定罪。
This is condemnation.
神从来冇叫我哋去俾弟兄姊妹定罪。
And the Lord has never asked us to condemn our brothers and sisters.
神只系用着我哋去扶持软弱。
And the Lord will use us indeed to sustain those of weak. Because we are merely servants. And the Lord will use us to indeed encourage one another. So that before the Lord, we will not indeed detract from Him. And to use the mercy of the Lord there to provide to other brothers and sisters. And we are not there to be judged. And to indeed condemn brothers and sisters. And of course, if brothers and sisters come to a point where they are really wrong before the God, having sin, and have not repented, then for the sake of God's own righteousness, we need to deal with it in the church. But brothers and sisters, we need to notice one thing. And even for the church to deal with brothers and sisters where the situation has been serious, it is not just merely for condemnation, but rather it is for restoration. So it's it is with a heart of mercy and sympathy to bring the brother realization that we are not there merely to condemn or to deal with him, but to be brought before God. How can we have a brother restored and not as one who will not be able to lift up his head?
其中有一个学习，乃系话我哋必须要认识我哋自己系边一个。
One of the learning is for us to know who we are.
我哋不过系作仆人。We
are only but servants.
我哋可以指出一啲嘅事情。We
can point out certain matters.
但系判断嘅系主自己。But
it is the Lord who judges.
我哋唔越过嗰个界线去判断。
We cannot overstep the line and judge.
So, 当你读神的话语的时候,
Francis, so as you read God's word,
你一路看见主的话提醒我们,
so you find the word of the Lord says, judge not one another.
那个论断不是说你错了,我告诉你,弟兄啊,你错了,那个叫做论断。
Judge doesn't mean that you're telling the brother, brother, you're wrong in this.
弟兄姊妹或者有一些不合意的事情,我们应该劝勉。
If a brother or a sister had done something wrong, we should indeed exhort them.
但是劝勉不是等于定罪。
But to exhort, it's not to condemn.
主提醒我们不要彼此去论断,就是说彼此去定罪。
That don't condemn one another or to judge one another.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为我们是仆人。
Because we are servants.
罗马书16章的书就提及到。
And Romans chapter 16.
论断的事,判断的事情是主自己的事。
It is the Lord who judges.
他说你为什么要判断人呢?
Why do you condemn others?
论断,你定罪的那个是在主。
Because the one who judges is the Lord.
不是我们。
It's not us.
我们不过是作仆人。
We are only but servants.
我们实在感谢赞美我们的神。
We truly thank and praise our God.
所以我刚才怎么会提起到这段的说话呢?
Why do I mention these words?
就是因为常常听到弟兄姊妹祷告说, 主啊求你, 你是你说掌王权居首位。
often I hear brothers and sisters pray, Lord, that you'll be king and first in this place.
但事实上面呢,
But at the same time, we are the ones who indeed decides for the Lord.
我们甚至指导主说,你应该这样做,你应该这样做。
And then we also instruct the Lord how he ought to act or what he should do.
你不应该这样做,你不应该这样做。
Or that he should not do this or that.
但感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
虽然我们常常不自觉的,我们站在作王的地位。
So often, unwittingly, we stand in the place as king.
但是主总会怜悯我们,他会不住地提醒我们,你要知道你是哪一个。
But the Lord is merciful to us and will always remind us for us to know who we are.
保罗在生日年日的里面,是非常明显的,他是站在作仆人的地位。
And in the life of Paul, it was certain and clear that he stood as a servant.
他就是服从主的安排,
and he indeed submitted himself to the Lord's dispensation and his leading.
但我们说,我们这个人的天然的里面,真真实实是太喜欢去作王。
So often in our nature, we really like to be a king.
我们总以为我们的判断是对。We
always think our judgments be right.
但是你记得我们的主在圣殿那时,看人怎样, 入圣殿的时候所作的奉献,
and remember how the Lord was watching the people indeed offering up their offerings.
他见了很多的财主,摆了很多的财物在那个奉献箱里,
and he saw many who were rich putting the offering into the treasury.
但是主一声都没有出到,
but the Lord did not say anything.
后来见到有一个穷寡妇来到,
and then the Lord saw a poor widow.
他只是将两个钱仔撇落个奉献箱里,
and she put two coins into the treasury.
主就大大的称赞, the
Lord praised this widow.
等于你留意到当时的门徒的反应,
take note of the reaction of the disciples at the time.
门徒的反应就好像很不够明白,
that it seems that the disciples couldn't understand.
为什么那些人摆这么多的财物下去,你一粒声都不出?
That there are those who have put so much in, and you said nothing.
那个人摆两个钱仔下去,有这么大件事情,值得你去称赞?
And this person only put two coins in, it seems so big a thing for you that you would praise.
但是我们就要问,为什么门徒会问这样的说?
If you ask why the disciples ask such questions,
如果我是那门徒当中的一个,我看到这样的事,听到主自己这样作的时候,我会不会问相同的事?
And if I was one of the disciples there and I witnessed all this, would I ask the same question?
我敢保证,
I'm fairly certain.
99.9%的人都会问同样的问题.
I think 99% people will ask the same question.
主啊,那些人做了这么多,你都不称赞,他摆两个钱仔下去,你这么欣赏?
There are so many who have done so much and you do not praise them, and here there's this person only put two coins in and you are full of praises.
等一下你留意到,
Francis,
take 我们的着眼点就是说, 他做了多少?
Our eyes look at how much is being done.
啊,他做了这么多。
Oh, he's done so much.
他是得到的称赞,
then he ought to be praised.
但是主是不是这么看?
But does the Lord look at it that
你留意在这件事情上面,
way? And in this matter,
很明显, 主所观察的和我们的观察完全不一样。
Very clearly, what the Lord sees is very different to how we see things.
而在这样不一样的观察之下, 而我们要去跟主做主, 这件事情太过, 不是几妥当啊,
and if what we see is so different to the Lord, how can we indeed be the one to decide over matters? It will not be right.
但是你有没有留意到主怎么会称赞那个穷寡妇呢?
Why would the Lord appraise this poor widow?
是不是因为她做了很多呢?
Has she done a great deal?
如果你从外表来看的时候, 穷寡妇做的是少到不少的,
in fact, outwardly, what the widow had done is only very small.
两个钱仔有什么那么巴闭的?
What's so great about two coins.
但弟兄姊妹，你有冇留意到主系点样睇嗰件事？
Brothers and sisters, have you take note as to what how the Lord sees the matter?
主唔系睇你做咗几多。
It's not how much you have done.
主系睇你为自己留翻几多。
The Lord is seeing how much you have reserved back for yourself.
弟兄姊妹，你了解到呢个点？
Have you understood this?
主称赞佢，因为佢为自己留翻嘅。唔系咁多
，because what she had left back for herself wasn't all that much.
你留意到主嗰个称赞嘅说话系点样用法
？How did the Lord praise her？
佢话嗰班人所作嘅系佢哋从佢有余嘅里边嚟做出嚟。
And all those who have given out of their excess.
但是这个穷寡妇所作的呢在人眼里面看来是两个小钱。
And what the widow had done in the sight of man is only about these two coins.
但是那些是她的食饭钱来。
But it is all that she had.
每个上来讲她都不挂住自己的有还有没有饭食她挂念到神的事。
But she wasn't concerned for herself whether she has anything left to eat. She was more concerned about the things of God.
所以主在她身上就有一个很大的称许。
So the Lord indeed praised her greatly.
因此弟兄姊妹，我们从这件事上面，我们稍微可以领会到一样东
西。From this, we can come to understand one thing.
我们完全是不了解主的心思的人。
We really do not understand the thoughts of the Lord.
如果我们不了解主的心思，而又为主来出主意的话，
If we don't really understand the thoughts of the Lord and we decide for Him,
我们出的是什么主意呢？
So what sort of decision will we make?
出的主意是完全跟主相反的。
It will be very contrary to the Lord.
正因为这样的缘故，
And because of this,
主就提醒我们，
The Lord reminds us,
我们是不过是作仆人，
We are only but servants.
一个仆人是必须要学习的，是信，是听从主人。
And for a servant, what we really need to learn is to listen to the master.
特别是当我们的主作我们的主的时候。
And especially if the Lord is our Lord.
我们更毫无保留的应该去学习，去服在主人的权柄的底下。
Then all the more we need to learn to submit ourselves under the master.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你留意我们的主在教会的生活的里头。
Indeed, take note of the Lord's life in the church.
是安排很多功课要叫我们去学习服权柄。
There's many lessons for us to learn to submit to authority.
弟兄姊妹有时或者不太了解到。
Sometimes brothers and sisters don't understand
主的安排是叫我们学习服权柄的。
That what the Lord has prepared is for us
我们常常 to submit to authority. 常常将一些事情呢非常简单非常简单的就是说哦信了主就应该这么做。
So often we think, oh, now that we believe in the Lord, this is what we should do.
这样做是理所当然的。
Of course, it is right for you to do something like that.
太简单了。
But this is very simple.
我们的主从来不会安排一些事情是只是简简单单从那个表面的那个现象那处你就了解到主要做什么。
And the Lord will not do something that so simply, outwardly, you will come to realize what He wants to be, to do.
那弟兄姊妹，我稍微提一啲事情俾弟兄姊妹去留意。
And I'll point out some things for brothers and sisters to take note.
提咩事呢？
What are these things?
那譬如话，
For example,
呢个月尾我哋弟兄姊妹当中有受浸嘅事啦。
And at the end of the month, brothers and sisters know that there will be a baptism.
福伯又要受浸啦， Mark 又受浸啦，系嘛？
福伯 and Mark will be baptized.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得有好多人，佢觉得受浸并唔系咩大不了嘅事。
For many people, they will not see baptism as anything great.
佢哋以为受浸不过就系一个仪式嚟啫。
For them, it's just a ritual.
只不过就是说表示你受浸那么做了个基督徒啫。
And, to go through baptism, to become a Christian.
你受浸同埋唔受浸如果你真係信主嘅话你都得救㗎喇。
Whether you baptize or not, as far as believing the Lord is concerned, you are safe.
咁既然得救啦，咁就唔使我受浸又得，唔受浸又得。
So I'm already saved. So whether I'm baptized or not, is immaterial.
有唔少嘅信主嘅人，佢哋系存一个咁嘅心思。
That some minority of people having that thought.
总之你要佢受浸，佢就觉得喺个心里边唔系咁甘心情愿。
And if you ask them to be baptized, they are not all that willing.
但系教会又系好似系为信主嘅人有受浸嘅安排。
But the church has also prepared for those who believe to be baptized.
尤其是我哋常常碰到一啲，因为佢信主之后咧，佢哋就唔系受浸嘅，系受洗。
Especially for those having a belief in the Lord, it's not a matter of going through baptism, but sprinkling.
咁结果咧，咁就嚟到一啲受浸嘅弟兄姊妹嘅聚会嘅当中。
And when they come to in the midst of a brother and sisters being baptized,
他又看到弟兄姊妹又受浸喎。
Then he sees, oh, these brothers and sisters are being baptized.
而他自己又是受灑水的啫。
But he himself has just been sprinkled on.
咁他就会谂。
Then he will think.
咁我要唔要受浸
？Should I be baptized?
但我受咗洗啦。
But I've been sprinkled.
嗰、那個儀式我已經做過咗啦。
I've been through that process.
咁如果再去受浸
，and if I were to be baptized again，
係咪多餘得你咁多咧
？Is it all that necessary？
我最近我喺愛爾蘭就有人問我兩連續有兩個人又問我究竟點啊
？And in Ireland, on two occasions, I was asked, what should they do?
其实呢啲唔系净系爱尔兰嗰时有两个人问我，好多人问我，亦好多人亦问弟兄姊妹都唔定。
And it wasn't only the two. In fact, many were asking, not only me, but perhaps other brothers and sisters as well.
但弟兄姊妹，如果佢将受浸作为一个仪式咁样嚟去礼体会嘅话咧，咁又唔怪得佢问呢啲问题噶嘛。
If to have baptism as just merely a ritual and outward thing, then no wonder they ask about it.
因为嗰个只不过个仪式嚟啫嘛，我做咗啦。
It is just a form, something that I've already done.
弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们留意到受浸乃是神给教会要显明的一个见证的表达
If you realize that baptism indeed is the manifestation of a testimony of the church,
你就留意到那件事情不是说一个仪式那么简单
Then it's no longer just a form that simple.
受浸是什么意思呢
What does it mean to go through baptism?
受浸的意思乃是说见证我和主的关系。
The baptism is to speak of my relationship with the Lord.
虽然那个是从表面来看这个是一个样式的问题。
Although outwardly it is a form or an action to be done.
但你碰到这个主安排受浸的这件事情的那个实际的要求呢
But the requirement that the Lord requires of it, of us in baptism,
你就好清楚晓得呢件事情系远远超过样式嘅问题。
Then you know that this goes way beyond just merely an outward form.
我哋就留意到原来受浸乃系一个见证。
We know to be baptized is a testimony.
或者有人话嗰个系一个身份嘅认明啦。
That it is also a part of what is being commanded.
因为读英文圣经，你读到受浸嘅嗰段说话嘅时候，佢有用到一个词叫做 identify。
And we know that in reading the English Bible, you know that the word is used to identify.
咁啊，呢个系身份嘅证明啦。
So this is indeed a part of being identified.
有啲人又系咁讲嘅。
Some people say that,
特别是那些不认识主的人
especially those who do not know the Lord.
你说你是信主的。
If you say you believe in the Lord,
譬如说我是个麻雀友来的。
For example, if I'm someone who is playing the mahjong,
这样呢我信得主。
And now that I believe in the Lord,
但是我又没人受浸。
But I'm still not baptized.
咁嗰啲牌友咧，咁就又嚟嬲我打牌。
So these friends ask me along to play mahjong.
我就告訴他, 我現在信了主了,
and I say, oh, I'm now I believe in the Lord, I don't play mahjong.
人家就說,
then they will say,
你都未受洗?
You're not baptized yet.
你不用那麼緊張自己,
you don't have to be anxious.
到你受洗之後,你才不煩,
wait until you are baptized, then you don't need to play.
因為人家就以為你都未受洗,你都未能identify你。
That you have not been baptized, you are not identified yet.
所以你可以做輕鬆的那麼多的基督徒啦。
So you can be a more light-hearted Christian.
但是如果你將它看成一個儀式, 或者一種手續的話呢,你就不覺得如果有什麼了不起?
If it's just a form or some outward ritual, then there's nothing much to it.
但弟兄姊妹,我們留意到, 受浸那件事情乃是一個神的見證的要求的時候,
if we realize that baptism is in fact a requirement of our testimony,
你就明明看到這一點, 不是一個樣式的問題,
then you know it's not just an outward form of doing it.
又不是一個身份證明的問題,
it's not just to identify that's simple.
是什麼呢?
What is it?
乃是一個見證來顯出你和主的關係的問題,
it is a testimony that points out your relationship with the Lord.
等一會你就看到,
brothers and sisters, you can see,
當你走入水裡頭的時候, 你就如同是進入死地,
when you go into the water, it's like indeed entering into death.
當你浸入水裡面去的時候,你就好像埋葬在墳墓裡面一樣,
and when you go into the water, it is like being buried in the ground.
當你從水裡面起身,走出來的時候,你就如同在死裡復活一樣,
and when you rise up from the water, it's like being raised from the dead.
當然這幾個動作是表達一個屬靈的事實,
of course, this action indeed express spiritual reality.
但如果我們在信心裡面去做這件事,
and if we do this in faith,
等一會你就會很深的體會得到,
then you will deeply see one thing.
受浸那件事一面是你的見證,
on one hand, baptism is your testimony.
同時又是你在神的面前一個生活的轉捩點來,
at the same time, it is a turning point in your life.
我們感謝讚美我們的主,
we thank and praise our Lord.
所以因此, 我受了洗禮,我要不要浸?
And if I've been sprinkled, should I be baptized again?
當然我們不是說, 你非要受浸不可,你不受浸你就不得到。
Well, of course, we won't say that you must be baptized, otherwise you will not be saved.
我們肯定的話,受浸和得救沒有關係。
I can say that to be baptized and to be saved are two different things.
不像有一班弟兄們,他們說,你不受浸你就不得救。
Unlike a group of brethren who say that if you are not baptized, you are not saved.
因為他們說,你信而受浸你就必然得救。
He says that if you are baptized, then you are saved.
如果你信而不浸,你就死梗。
Hence, that if you are not baptized, you are finished.
弟兄姊妹,有沒有這樣的話呢?
Is there such a thing?
沒有這樣的話,
you can't find such words.
所以因此我信而受浸必然得救,那個重點不是在乎受浸。
And in fact, be saved and be baptized, to be baptized is not the focus.
是在乎那個信,
but rather, your faith, your belief.
因為在猶太人當日的那個時間裡面,有很多種浸。
And because for the Jews, there are many forms of baptism.
我們不去提究竟有多少種浸,
we won't talk about how many types of baptism
there are.
But God's word points out,
受浸並不能夠叫你得救,
baptism cannot save you.
彼得前書也是這樣告訴我們,
even first Peter,
second,
Peter tells us.
但是呢,
however,
如果你以為受浸可以得救的話呢,
if you think to be baptized you can be saved,
主就不能不提醒我們,
and the Lord will indeed remind you,
你必須是信然後去浸你就得,
You need first to believe, and then to be baptized, then that will do.
如果你不是信而去受浸,
if it is not that you have believed, then you are baptized, then no matter how many times, 100 times you are baptized, it will not do. When you read Matthew chapter 16, how does it say it in its completeness?
信而受浸的必然得救。
Indeed, to believe and be baptized and be saved.
跟住嗰句说话系咁样讲。
Then we hear what follows on.
不信的必被定罪。
Those who do not believe will indeed be condemned.
因此弟兄们好清楚睇到，系突出嘅系嗰个信嘅。
So we know what stands out is your belief, your faith.
当我们去按着主的吩咐去做的时候,
if we go and act according to the Lord's commandments,
你就看到一件事情,
you'll see one thing.
我受浸,
I get baptized because the Lord has instructed me to do so. And according to his commands, I do it.
弟兄姊妹，这个按着主的吩咐去做,
and to do it in accordance to his the Lord's command,
这个是作仆人,
this is the attitude of the servant.
又比方说,
and on the other hand,
在教会的里面,
in the church,
我们也, 有姊妹都喺蒙头嘅功课上边有啲嘅学习。
Sisters have their learning in the covering of heads.
虽然教会唔系用律法嘅样式嚟要求姊妹们蒙头。
Of course, the church is not using, as it were, the law or being legalistic in requiring sisters to cover their heads.
但系蒙头嘅呢个真理，确实又系主俾神嘅儿女嘅一个要求。
Matter of covering of head is also something that the Lord has given to the church. And through the sisters' covering of head, it is for the whole church to learn what it means to indeed come under authority.
我啱先话主喺教会嘅安排嘅上边系有唔少嘅事情系要叫我哋不住嘅受提醒去学习顺服嘅功课。
And how I've mentioned before, many things that in the church is for us to have the lessons of learning submission.
因为我哋都喺主嘅面前作仆人。
Because before the Lord, we are servants.
所以我们在神面前最缺陷的就是不懂得去服在主的权柄下面。
And what's really lacking in us is that we do not know what it means to submit to the law.
所以主就安排各种各样的一些事物要叫我们透过那树不住的受提醒。
So that through all various means, the Lord would have us as those who are being reminded of it.
要学习服在主的权柄下面。
To learn to submit under the authority of the Lord.
姊妹的蒙头是其中一件,
and the sister's covering of head is one thing.
因为姊妹的蒙头是去表达在教会里面的一个属灵的次序。
Because the covering of the head of the sisters shows the order in the church.
一个属灵的次序乃显出了,
and this spiritual order reveals
神是基督的头,
that God is the head of Christ.
基督是人的头,
and Christ is the head of man.
男人是女人的头,
and a man is the head of the woman.
那接着姊妹的蒙头呢,
and through the sister's covering of head,
就要突显这个次序,
and it's to bring forth this order.
要叫我们学习服在主的权柄底下,
that we have to learn to submit ourselves under the authority of the Lord.
你说为什么要叫姊妹蒙头不叫弟兄蒙头呢?
Why is it that the sisters have to cover their head and not the brothers?
但弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
虽然蒙头的动作是在姊妹的身上,
the covering of head may be on the sisters,
但是蒙头的功课是同样要求作弟兄,
but the lesson of covering of head is also required on the brother.
因为姊妹的蒙头显出那个次序的时候, 就不住的提醒弟兄, 你懂得你们的头是基督,
And it is for brothers to be aware that, that the head it is indeed a Christ.
姊妹们头表达他们愿意服在主的安排的底下。
And the sisters covering of head is to say that they are willing to submit under the Lord.
主的安排就是主的权柄的执行。
And what the Lord had a purpose and in His authority, it's been carried out.
弟兄们，你睇到姊妹蒙头嘅时候，你亦都睇到我哋嚟到主嘅面前，我哋亦该都应该系蒙头嘅一群。
And as we see our sisters covering their head, we should see that we are people who are those who know what it is to cover our heads.
所分別的只不過是說姊妹頭上有個記號，弟兄頭上沒有個記號。
And the difference is that on the sisters, on the heads, there is this sign, but not on the brothers.
但有沒有那個記號不是最重要的。But
what's most important is not the sign.
最重要的是你知道我們是服在主的權柄的底下。
What is important is that you know that you are submitted under the authority of the Lord.
你為什麼要姊妹蒙頭不要弟兄蒙頭呢？
Why is it that the sisters are cover their head and not the brothers?
林前十一章就很清楚跟我们指出一个事实。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 11 points it out clearly to us.
他说神特别将长头发给过姊妹。
And that the women or sisters have long hair.
而这个长头发是女人的荣耀。
And this is their glory.
这个人的荣耀。
That is the glory of man.
而女人呢又是男人的荣耀。
And the woman is the glory of man.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到这个了。
And if you take note of this,
当我们来到主的面前的时候,
as we come before the Lord,
我们是荣耀人呢,还是荣耀神?
Are we glorifying God or man?
如果主给我们的里面是清楚的,
if the Lord causes to be clear,
你立时就会看到,
immediately you will see.
主要求姊妹蒙头那个一个很重要的原因就是说,
and for sisters to cover their head, what is the most important reason? Then in coming before the Lord, how we need to indeed cover up the glory of man. And the long hair for the sisters, that is their glory. And when we come before the Lord, man's glory needs to be covered.
儘管那個榮耀是主的安排或者主的賞賜。
And the glory, although it is what God had given.
我讀啟示錄的時候,
and in
reading,
in coming to Revelation chapter 4,
有件事叫我很有感覺,
there's something that caused me to feel greatly for.
你看到有24個長老,
and you see the 24 elders.
他们在主的面前示立,
and they stood before the Lord.
他们都是接受冠冕的奖赏,
and they were indeed given a crown.
但当他们敬拜侍奉神的时候,
but when they were worshipping God,
你看到他们有一个动作,
you see that there is one action that
他们将他们的冠冕从头上捏下来,
they indeed took off the crowns.
都摆在 神的脚前,
and laid them before the feet of God.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在他们的敬拜里面, 你看到一件事,
in their worship, you see one thing.
一切的荣耀尊贵应该是归给神,
all the glory and honor is meant to be ascribed to God.
尽管那个冠冕是神所赐,
even though the crown may be given to us by God.
但你留意到他们的敬拜里面,他们说,神啊,只有你是配。
And you know that in their worship, they only declare that God Himself is worthy.
但是我们到主面前来的时候,
Francis, as we come before God,
我们就留意到,
we know one thing.
接着姊妹的蒙头的事,就让全教会都在神的面前, 懂得,
and through the covering of sisters' head, we know how man's glory need to be hidden, and therefore God's glory to be revealed and exalted.
是一些人就说,
some people may say,
姊妹蒙头不用理会的, 不用理会的姊妹蒙头的事。
You don't have to take note about sisters covering the head.
那为什么呢?
Why is that?
因为那个是个中东地区的风俗来的。
That's the tradition of the Middle Eastern people.
那个时候的风俗来的。
And that is the tradition of the times then.
既然是那个时候的风俗，我们根本不需要理会它。
And if it's the custom of the people at the time, we need not take too much notice.
所以他就只会不需要蒙头。
So the sisters don't need to cover their heads.
当然人家喜欢怎样去解释人家的事。
Of course, however people want to explain it, it is their prerogative.
但若果我们能够了解到我们的主在教会的生活里面安排一个蒙头的功课。
If we can see clearly what it is, the lesson of covering of head that the Lord has intended.
而这个蒙头的功课在主的话里面又直接是指出和主的权柄有关。
And in this covering of head, how it points out,that it's related to the authority of the Lord.
然后我们来到主的面前，我们就说。
And as we come before the Lord, we say,
主要不管人家怎样说。
It doesn't matter what others say.
你既然是盼望我们学习服权柄的功课。
If you want us to learn the lesson of submitting to authority,
我们就按照你自己的吩咐和安排，我们去学习。
We will go according to how you have purpose and decided that we will learn the lessons of submitting to authority. There are other things I need not mention. If the Lord also mentioned that we should remember him frequently of his death,
就是这样麦饼吃个饼喝个杯有什么这么大件事情有什么了不起
What's so great to do this to indeed eat of the bread and drink of the cup
好像有些宗派的教会一跪一次就够了
some churches it seems just once a year is enough
甚至知道一年两次就够了一次圣诞节一次复活节
or twice a year will be enough, once in Christmas and then once in Easter.
每次纪念主要都要自己做一个无酵饼几麻烦。
And to remember the Lord and you have to make this unleavened bread, how troublesome.
当然你要睇理由好多理由嘅。
Of course, if you want reasons or excuses, there are many.
但是一个真正认识主嘅权柄嘅人。
But for someone who really knows the authority of the Lord,
佢所听到嘅就系话，你哋要常常如此行，为的是纪念我。
And one who hears the fact that how the Lord says to remember him and his death as often as you can.
如果喺我哋身上边系有主嘅权柄。
If the authority of the Lord is upon us,
但是你晓得好多好多嘅主嘅安排嘅事上边，唔系叫我哋只系做一个动作。
So we know what the Lord has arranged. It's not merely for us to do something or to act something else.
而系叫我哋喺嗰处嚟去操练，我哋伏喺主嘅权柄嘅底下嚟度过我哋嘅年日。
But in fact, to exercise ourselves, indeed, to submit ourselves to Him in our days.
So, brothers
and sisters, now you can see one thing.
很清楚地看到一件事情。
And you can clearly see it.
我们说我们服侍主，那是服侍主的旨意。
We know that in serving the Lord, we are serving His will.
如果我们不是一个服权柄的人，我们不会理会到主的旨意是怎样。
If you are not someone who is submitted to the Lord's authority, we will not know what His will is.
我们会觉得我们总之有侍奉的工作就对了。
As long as we do the work, then it will be right.
有服侍就是主的旨意了。
And if we serve, then it is, must be the will of the Lord.
你没想没想到如果不是在主的旨意里面去服侍的话。
But we don't think about the fact that if we do not serve the Lord in His will,
那我还是不是服侍呢?
That in fact, is no longer service.
我们说保罗在,扫罗在大马色路上面,他所见到的他所得到的那个异象。
And the vision at which Saul had on the way to Damascus.
但是不是一件小事来的。
It wasn't a small thing.
因为这个异象一总结起上来就是说。
And this vision, if we summarize it,
你要彰显主的权柄。
You have to indeed manifest the authority of the Lord.
如果你要彰显主的权柄的话,
and to manifest the Lord's authority,
你必须要看到一件事情,
you must see one thing. You have to be someone who is submitted to authority.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we thank and praise our Lord.
有一件事情我们绝对不能够忽略,
that's one thing we cannot in any way neglect. Why is it that the Lord wants us to learn to submit to authority? It would be good enough for me to believe in the Lord. Why should I submit to authority? One thing you really cannot neglect. And what is that?
人怎么解失落?
Why did a man fall?
弟兄姊妹，简单嘅答案就系话，因为人唔服权柄，所以就失落咗。
The simple answer is because man did not submit to authority, there he fell.
咁点话神？咁点解要求我哋服学习服权柄？
Why is the Lord wanting us to submit to authority?
弟兄姊妹，因为神要将你恢复翻去到神原来嗰个安排嘅从设计嘅里边。
Because the Lord wants to restore us back to what He had purposed and what He had planned to start with.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得神嘅救赎嘅设计，唔系仅仅救我哋脱离嗰个罪同埋死。
We know the plan of salvation is not merely just to save us from eternal death.
佢系恢复翻神做人嘅时候嗰个宣告。
And it's been declared that God is restoring man to what He was meant to be.
神当日嗰个宣告，但系话。 神要照着祂自己的形象和样式去做人。
And the Lord, God had indeed declared that He will create man after His own image.
要叫他们去管理神所做的一切。
And for them, indeed, to govern all that is under Him.
我们简单的来说就是说, 神要叫我们成为神的权柄和荣耀的那个彰显。
Because God wants us, indeed, to be the outlet of His glory and authority. This is God's plan. And often we will be reminded of this.
弟兄姊妹你说,哎呀,
and you say, oh, how come you are so long-winded about this? We can't but keep reminding ourselves of it. Because God's work of restoration is to bring us back to that point.
所以具体的这么多来看就是说,救恩不是叫我们紧紧脱离罪和死。
So we know salvation is not merely to save us from death.
救恩是要将我们救回去到一个地步,和神的儿子完全一个模样。
That salvation is to bring us back to a point where we can be like His Son.
具体上面来说就是说, 当神要让他的儿子在国度里面作王的时候，我们这班蒙拯救的人要被带回去到那个地步，同主一同作王。
And that is to say, when the Lord comes and be king in His kingdom, then we will, as it were, reign with Him there.
但是一个作王的人不是只是去使用权柄,
but for someone who is king, it's not just merely to exercise authority.
他必须认识权柄,
he needs to know what authority is.
尤其是我们去在那里去彰显神的权柄的时候,
and for us to manifest the authority of God,
我们必须首先服在神的权柄的底下,
we first need to submit ourselves to His authority.
这些等着我们看到,
so, brothers and sisters, you can see
在救赎的那个事实里面向我们表达了一件事,
that in salvation, we are shown one thing.
人在哪一件事情上面失落?
Where a man, on account of what did man
fall? 但是在同样那件事情上面来显明他的恢复,
and it's on that point that God will indeed restore His work.
人因为不服权柄而致到失落,
and a man did not want to submit to authority, he then fell.
神就让人在服权柄的这个功课上面去接受神的完全的恢复。
And when man submit under his authority there, he will come to have the restoration.
弟兄姊妹，因此我们很清楚能够看到,
so we can see this very clearly.
我们得救是因为服权柄的结果。
And our salvation is a consequence of our submitting to authority.
我们的得胜是服权柄的结果。
And our victory is an outcome of submitting to authority.
我们能够与主一同作王, 服权柄的结果。
And to be able to reign with the Lord is also an outcome of our submitting to authority. You say, no, it's not true. Being saved is because we believe in the Lord. I've never thought about submitting to authority. Don't you know that when you believe in the Lord, it is a matter of submitting to authority? Have you not asked why is it that you need to believe in the Lord? Have you not asked that why when you believe in the Lord, you are saved?
And
because our ancestors and us, we have fallen in sin, and so we are indeed in the grasp of sin and transgression. And now the Lord had indeed have this salvation for us.
He
says that all who believe in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. So that's why I believe in the Lord. And through this, I'm safe. But brothers and sisters, you have not noticed. The Lord says that you believe in Him and you will be saved. And so you believe in Him. Have you not known that to do so is to submit to the authority? That when you believe in the Lord, you are indeed one who submits to authority.
And
the book of salvation is to restore man to a point where they know where it is to stand on the grounds of authority. We thank and praise our Lord. When Saul met with the Lord on the way to Damascus, the Lord pointed one thing out clearly to him. You need to know who you are. You need to know what God wants to do. You need to know that when you come before God, you need to know who you are. And this became indeed the vision that Paul had. And this vision started when he met with the Lord. We thank and praise our Lord. From the time he followed the
Lord, he
was able to say at the end that I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
So
he was indeed bold in finishing off his race. From man's point of view, his life ended as a martyr. But from his point of view, he indeed is joyful. Because he's finished the race that God had for him. And at the end of it, it is having accomplished being trained as one who is submitted to authority.
Brothers
and sisters, take note. It wasn't just Paul alone who had finished his journey in such a way. Throughout the ages, many saints have indeed finished the journey in such a way.
所以保罗在这说话, 当我是这样来行完我的路程的时候，
So Paul says that in finishing off my journey，
我是要同众圣徒去同得基业，
That I will indeed inherit with all the saints。
我在我但活的时候，我是活在神对众圣徒的那个启示的里面。
And in living, live in a revelation of God towards all His saints.
这个众圣徒的启示，我们上周已经特别提到，那是指着教会的建筑。
And this, as we've shared in the afternoon, points to the building up of the church.
保罗和历代的众圣徒，他们是投身在教会的建筑的。这个属灵的工程的里面。
And Paul and many have gone before us have put themselves in the building up of the church.
他们做到了。他们做到了。
And they have done their part.
今天轮到我们去做了。
Today it is our turn.
因为如今这个时候是我们活着在地上的时候。
Today we are living on earth.
也都就是我们接上神自己的见证。
And we are receiving indeed what God requires of us for His testimony.
我们是不是同样的活在作仆人的那个地位上面？
Are we living as those who are servants?
活出个作仆人那个实际。
And to live out the reality of being a servant.
你叫神所要做的是完成在这个宇宙的中间。
So that what God wants to do can be accomplished in the universe.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想用一处的经文来结束这次我和弟兄姊妹的交通。
I want to use a passage to conclude my sharing this time.
这个经文是记载在罗马书第十四章。
And this we read of in Romans chapter 14.
第七节同埋第八节
，verse 7 and
8。如果我哋揾到，大家一齐读一读呢两节圣经。
If we have found these two verses, let us read them together.
作为我哋呢次交通嘅嗰个总结
，to conclude sharing。
第七节同第八节
，verse 7 and 8。
我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。
For none of us lives to himself, and none dies to himself. For both, if we should live, it is to the Lord we live.If we should die, it is to the Lord we die. Both if we should live, then, and if we should die, we are the Lord's.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
来祈祷。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, indeed, we bow and worship.
我们这班出于尘土又满了顶撞的人。
We who are from a dust and full of rebelliousness.
今天在你的心思的里面成了一个这么重要的。
That in, in your thoughts you have indeed made it so vital.
是你自己所乐意将你的心意毫无保留地摆在他们的身上。
Because you indeed have put your will so unreservedly upon us.
你尽着你所有的付出代价来为着挽回他们回到你起初的定义。
And through indeed paying the price, you have brought them back to your intention.
你启示你自己。
You reveal yourself.
你启示你自己手里边嘅工作。
Reveal your very work that is in your hand.
你启示我哋呢一班人被带到你面前嚟嘅时候，所有嘅功课嘅学习。
Lord, you reveal to us as we are being brought before you the lessons we ought to be learning.
主啊，我哋感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为唔系在乎我哋，乃系在乎你。
Because it's not according to us, but according to you.
你定义要将我们带回你起初的目的。
You are indeed a purpose to lead us back to your original intention.
你就用着各种各样的方法，催逼我哋去到你自己嘅面光嘅底下。
And you have brought us through various means to come before.
你用恩典嚟堆喺我哋嘅身上边。
And how you have indeed poured out your grace upon us.
你用你嘅恩手系作工喺我哋嘅身上边。
And with your gracious hand, you are at work in us.
你剥夺我哋嘅时候，你用你自己嚟填补我哋。
When you strip us, Lord, you use yourself to fill us.
我哋尊重赞美我哋嘅主。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
你不住嘅系围绕住你嗰个荣耀嘅旨意嚟要造就我哋。
You are indeed wanting to build us up in accord to your eternal purpose.
为着要把我哋带翻到。 你认为满意的那个地步,
that you lead us to a point where you will be satisfied.
主要我们没话好说,
Lord, we have nothing to say.
我们只有称重, 我们只有敬拜,
we can only praise and worship.
我们要如同保罗当日一样这样来向你述说话。
Lord, we would like to be like Paul, saying this before you.
我们或活或死,
whether we live or we die,
总是你的人,
we are the Lord's.
主啊,你得着我们,
Lord, we pray you obtain us.
你叫我们在你面前,也同样地看见你给保罗的异象。
Lord, that before you give us indeed the vision as you
gave Paul. 你用你的异象来引我们行完我们该走的路程。
And with this vision to help us to finish our race.
要用着我们这班人, 去叫你的名得荣耀,
and to use us for the glorying of glorifying of your name.
亦用着我们这班人去叫你的旨意得以成全,
and to use us to accomplish your will.
亦让我们毫无保留地去承接你作我们的基业,
and without any reservation, Lord, that we will come and have you as our inheritance.
主啊,这是你的安排。
This is what you have prepared.
不是我们的强求,
it is not our mere asking. 我们只求我们的主叫我们的里面是明亮到一个地步。 Lord, we pray that in us we can be indeed enlightened to a point.
我们被主带到一个地步,
and be brought to a point.
如同保罗一样以你为我们的至宝。
That as Paul, we would have you as indeed our excellence.
我们乐意照着你的安排去追求得着你的自己。
And according to how you have prepared, we will indeed want to run on in obtaining you. Lord, that you will indeed truly obtain us.
叫所有的荣耀、称重、感谢、爱戴都归给你。
And with all the praise, honor, glory, and
majesty.
Because it's only you who are worthy.
我们再一次说,唯有你是配。
Lord, we say again, it's only you who are worthy.
我们这样祈祷奉主的名。
Lord, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.